Greetings, Radio Land.
Thank God.
This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day.
Yes.
In the school of wisdom.
Thank God.
And we are so grateful for this door of utterance.
Yes. Yes.
That our great pastor may come to you with the word of truth.
Yes. Thank God.
At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher,
right,
Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your evangelist, your elders, missionaries, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day that God have opened up this door of utterance.
Yes.
We are God's church, and wherever you might be, if you are keeping God's commandments, you're keeping God's word. You are keeping the law. You are commandment keepers, and you are God's people. We are Jews. We are Israelites. And wherever you may be hearing us, we hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. And if you would like to hear us, maybe you are on one of these venues. You can visit us on the World Wide Web, www.godscovenantchurch.org. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. And also, we have a new venue, WINB. It's broadband, shortwave, www.winb.com. Or you can call 712-432-5377 on the Sabbath day at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And you can hear our broadcast over the phone very clearly. Or again, you can go www.winb.com on the net. And we hope you enjoy these broadcasts. We are speaking about God's word, and we're speaking about what thus saith the Lord. Now, I'm doing this because I was given a charge by God's anointed. And I'm grateful for our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. These were covenant keepers. They kept God's commandments. They are in the bosom of God, and like Moses and all the prophets and the apostles, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We believe in keeping God's word, and we believe on the Lord as the scripture says. We don't go by philosophy or just because of tradition. We obey God. As the Lord said, Peter said, we'd rather obey God than man. And that's what we do here. Another reason for our teaching, if you don't understand our teaching, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. The scripture is talking about keeping God's commandments, because that's how you learn to know about the Lord.
Yes.
It's through keeping his word. And without keeping his word, you have no understanding about God. And therefore, you have no understanding about what the one that God sent is teaching.
Yes.
But if you don't have understanding, believe. Do. And you will gain understanding. Now, the thought I have today is about being separated from our mother's womb. And this womb is not natural. But this was Paul's testimony. But before that, we have a few testimonies today. Ones that God have called out of darkness into his marvelous light. One made their way all the way from Tanzania in Africa. Came here to get education and to find a way in America.
Yes.
But in finding her way and her livelihood here, she met the Lord in the way through the one that God sent.
Beautiful.
Our sister Anna, we're grateful for her today. She's a nutritionist. If you like information about nutrition, you call us at area code 323-754-8302. And she's going to give you good advice about nutrition.
Beautiful.
But I trust your call about the word.
Yes.
Sister Anna has a testimony. Sister Anna, thank God for you.
Thank God for you, Pastor. I'm thankful and grateful to God for being here, being saved, not sinning anymore. I thank God for my life.
Thank God.
I was on the other side when I heard the broadcast, and I didn't believe on what I was hearing. But I thank God for the mind of curiosity. I wanted to see what this was about. So I came here fighting for Catholicism, not thinking that I was going to understand what this teaching was about. But I thank God that when I came here, Pastor, you answered my questions, and you were able to show me the truth in the Bible, and I was able to see. I thank God that I was able to see and to follow. Now I'm happy to be here, praising God over man, leaving the traditions behind and striving to keep the commandments and follow God, follow the teaching. I thank God for you, Pastor.
Thank God for you, Sister Anna. Beautiful. Thank God for our Deacon Batiste. That's an overcoming testimony. She says she's pleasing God. And we are her witnesses. Thank God for our Deacon Batiste, one who loves God. Go ahead, Deacon.
Yes, thanking God, saints. I thank God I have a testimony of being saved, how God saved me from sin.
Thank God.
He saved my soul from sin and condemnation. And I'm thanking God for how, if it had not been a life lived, how I looked upon the saints of God and desired to be a part of God's church, to let go of the sin, to take it out of my life.
All right.
And I just thank God so much. I'm living an abundant life.
Thank God.
I'm on the highway of holiness.
All right.
Saved from sin.
Thank God.
And you can believe it or not.
Thank God.
Because at one time, I didn't believe it until the word came through his anointed one.
All right.
Whom he has sent. And I'm just thanking God so much for the life that I live. And it's an abundant life.
Thank
a life
God.
That's pleasing in the sight of God.
Thank
and
God.
How we have standards over here. How the word was brought to us that we have standards that we live by.
All right.
And I'm thanking God. I'm striving to live by those standards.
Thank God.
To be what God is calling for this day and time. In my dispensation.
Thank
in our
God.
Dispensation.
Thank
and I'm thanking God for a life lived. I'm thanking him for a strive. A continual strive.
Yeah, beautiful.
To please God in everything that I do and say. And
thank
I thank God,
God
so much for our great leader. Thank God.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Striving to please God.
Yes.
And I see the power of God in these lives.
Yes.
Thank God for our Deacon Curtis, been over here with us some time now.
Yes.
And he has a testimony today. Thank God for you, Deacon.
I'm thanking God for God's covenant church. I'm thanking God for such a great leader.
Thank God.
I'm thanking God that I was seeking and God let me find it.
Thank God.
I am so pleased that God set a leader before me. And once before him.
Thank God.
And I am really enjoying this way.
All right.
This way is so righteous.
That's right.
This way is true.
That's right.
And to be in the truth, you know. You're just waiting for God to say, well done, my good and faithful
All
servant.
Right.
So I thank God for my great pastor, and I just thank God for being here.
Thank God for you, Deacon.
Beautiful.
Waiting for God to say, well done. My good and faithful servant. That's our testimony today.
Yes.
Waiting on the Lord.
Yes.
Now we're not looking for him to come through the clouds. He's already come.
Yes.
He is with us.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Now let's go to Galatians 1 and 10. I hope you enjoyed those testimonies.
Most beautiful.
I hope you believe those testimonies.
Yes. They are true.
If you can believe Ripley's, you can believe the saints of God. We have no reason to fabricate a lie.
No.
But we live holy here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. And we live according to the scripture.
Yes.
This is all about being separated from the world. Because the womb is what we come from. All of us come from the womb. I was reminded of when the Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, how can you go back into your mother's womb the second time? He said, you are a master in Israel. You don't know these things. It was not about a natural womb. And to be separated from our mother's womb does not mean a natural womb. It's talking about the things we've come from, we were brought up in, our neighborhoods, our families, the vicinity, our heritage. When you come to God, you find all of these things mean nothing. I may have come from a tribe somewhere in Africa. It means nothing today to know about that when you begin to live for God. When you begin to live for God, it only matters what you learn, what pleases God. Because this natural heritage is not going to the kingdom.
That's right.
But your spirit is, if you're with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Galatians 1 and 10, evangelist.
For do I now persuade men or God?
It's Paul talking. Every minister that God sends should not be concerned about pleasing men.
All right.
But God, what?
Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Well, you that attend these churches, if you're not keeping God's commandments, you check out the minister, male or female. And you ask yourself, are they trying to please the congregation? Please men. I believe the spirit of man know the spirit of man. We don't please the flesh. We please God. We speak what pleases God.
Yes.
Now, to get right to the meat of this thought, go to the 15th verse.
But when it pleased God,
what?
Who separated me from my mother's womb.
So it's all about what pleases God. Yes. Because I believe in Corinthians, it states, when they went through the wilderness with Moses, with many of them, God was not well pleased. Because they were overthrown in the wilderness. The wilderness is the world.
Yes.
We don't want to be overthrown by the world, the cares of this life, the devil.
Yes.
And that's what the devil uses, things you care about.
Yes.
But we'd rather stay and please God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Will it please God who separated me
from
my mother's womb? What?
And called me by his grace.
What?
To reveal his son.
So God separated Paul. It wasn't about a natural womb. But he separated him from the things that he was so much a part of.
Yes.
To reveal his son in him. What?
That I might preach him among the heathen.
So all these preachers, if you're preaching the Lord, it must be because he's in you.
Yes.
You cannot preach what you don't have.
All right.
So many of these preachers teach the people, he's coming back again. Well, if he's coming back again, you're waiting for that event. He must not be in you. I'm not looking for him to come until he take me away from here.
Right.
As Dean Curtis said, that final day,
yes.
He's with me. He's in me now.
Yes.
I'm not looking for him to come through the clouds.
All right.
That day is not going to happen.
No.
But when he comes, he's coming to take the breath out of our bodies.
Yes.
We that have been in the first resurrection.
All right.
We that have the Son resurrected in us.
Yes.
To reveal his Son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. What?
Immediately.
What?
I conferred not with flesh and blood.
So we don't confer with the things we've come from.
All right.
Now I have the true knowledge about the Lord. I got to go check with grandma and see if it coincides with what she knows. When I came to the knowledge, I wasn't trying to go back to the church I came from.
All right.
When I saw it, I hid it in my heart.
Yes. All right.
And I was told, don't go out and try to tell somebody about it. Get it for yourself.
Yes.
Let's go to Philippians 3:3. Let's see if Paul did that. Because he's not talking about a natural womb. He's talking about the things that he was brought up in.
Yes.
The things he came from. God separated him from those things.
Yes.
And was able to reveal the Lord in him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Philippians 3:3.
For we are the circumcision.
Now, Paul was saying we are the circumcision. He's talking about Jews that are circumcised. And he was talking about those in Judaism.
Yes.
But it's the practice of a Jew to be circumcised from tradition.
Yes.
We are the circumcision, what?
Which worship God in the Spirit.
But he was showing the difference between those that were circumcised, that believe in the Lord and worship in the Spirit, and those that were circumcised but only by the letter.
Right.
But didn't have the Spirit of God. Okay. Didn't worship God in the Spirit. They were worshiping in the letter.
Yes.
He's saying, we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit. What?
And rejoice in Christ Jesus.
And they believe in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And have no confidence in the flesh.
They have no confidence in the flesh. So we don't get excited because many of us, like Sister Anna, came from Catholicism, Baptistism, Methodism, African Episcopal, Hebrew, Israelites, all of these things. We've come from that. And we don't have confidence in the flesh. Well, my grandmother was saved. My grandpa was a minister. That means nothing to God if you don't have the knowledge of the Son of God. If you don't really have knowledge of his word, it means nothing. Your natural background, and this is what Paul was talking about. What?
Though I might also have confidence in the flesh.
So he was letting ones know, I have all the credentials regarding natural.
All right.
Circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
What?
If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more.
What?
Circumcised the eighth day.
So he said, you know, his credentials. I was circumcised on the eighth day. That's according to Jewish tradition.
Yeah.
I did everything right. You can sit fine. Oh, I was baptized when I was a baby. That don't mean anything. That's just tradition. If you haven't been baptized in the word, it means nothing, a natural baptism. Circumcised the eighth day, what?
Of the stock of Israel.
Oh, no, I was of the pure stock of Israel. So he had, oh, you know, some get so excited. My heritage, I know what tribe I want to find out my heritage. What tribe I came from, where my ancestors came from. That means nothing in God.
No.
How much money you made, it means nothing.
Yeah.
I never sinned before. I didn't steal, but you lied.
All
it doesn't
right.
matter how good you were. That beautiful?
Yes.
Natural things has nothing to do with living for God.
No.
Read.
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Oh, he even knew the tribe he came from. Because that meant something in Jewish tradition.
Yes.
What?
And Hebrew.
Hebrew.
Of the Hebrews.
Oh, he was top of the Hebrew.
Yes.
In other words, you can't touch me when it comes to natural. Oh, I know the scripture. My grandfather was a minister. My father was a minister. My mother was a mother in the church for 40 years. Means nothing.
No.
I grew up in the church. I know. No, you don't. If you don't keep God's commandments, you don't know God according to the scripture. So just because you went to church from a little one, that means nothing.
No.
Go ahead.
And you can follow back 5 generations. They were all churchgoers. Mean nothing. Gave pies to everybody in the neighborhood. Fine. Gave clothing in the dead winter. No shoes on. Walking in the snow. So what? My mother walked down blocks without shoes to help the poor. So what? I know they had the love of God. Not if they didn't know God.
All right.
If they didn't know God and keep his commandments, they didn't know God.
That's right.
It's just that plain.
What?
As touching the law, a Pharisee.
Oh, on top of this, he said, I got the credential. I was a Pharisee. If I had everything going for me, if you want to talk about natural.
Yes.
Now, what does the 8th verse say?
Mm-hmm. Yea, doubtless.
Yea, doubtless.
And I count all things but loss.
What?
For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
So that's what this broadcast is all about, edifying the people that would be for God.
Yes.
Knowledge.
All right. Yes.
About Christ. What it means to say, I know Christ. I know the Lord.
Yes.
The scripture says, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar.
Yes.
I stay with the scripture.
Yes.
So this said, you know, I don't know God if I don't keep his commandments.
That's right.
And if you're keeping 9 and lacking in 1, you yet don't know the Lord.
That's right.
Read.
For whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
What?
And do count them but dung.
These things was his womb he came from.
Yes.
Because all of these things is what made Paul what he was.
Yes.
But God separated him from all these things. How many can come out from the things they think they know when they find out, I don't know the Lord, because the scripture says I don't know God.
All right.
Because I don't keep God's commandments.
That's right.
I find I don't know God because to keep God's word means keep his commandments. We're not keeping God's commandments. How many can say that?
All right.
How many are like a Paul, have that, those kind of credentials? All he was able to say that. But he said, not many mighty and not many noble are called.
That's right.
Read.
That I may win Christ.
All he wants to do is win Christ. Mm-hmm. All we want to do is get eternal life. Yes. Please the Lord. That's all we're all about. Not about the amount of people. When you find the truth, it's like the scripture says, it's like a hidden treasure hid in a field. And when one find it, you go hide it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And be found in him.
We want to be found in him. What?
Not having mine own righteousness.
What?
Which is of the law.
Now wait a minute. We have not our righteousness which is of the law. Now he's talking about the law of circumcision.
Yes. Right.
Because the Jews thought because they were circumcised, they were keeping God's commandments. That's mm-hmm. a natural covenant that was a token.
Yes.
But to keep the covenant of God is to keep God's word.
Yes.
That is law.
Yes. All right.
But when you keep that law, you have the righteousness of God.
Yes.
But to be circumcised, that is not the righteousness of God.
All right.
It's a token of righteousness.
All right.
And be found in him not having mine own righteousness, which mm-hmm. is of the law. What?
But that which is through
the faith
of Christ.
What?
The righteousness which is of God
by faith. Because it said it shall be our righteousness mm-hmm. if we observe to do all these commandments. Now that's the faith of God.
Yes.
When you have faith in the Lord, and the Lord is righteousness.
Yes.
He is the word. So when you have faith in it, you do it.
Yes.
That's when your righteousness is of faith. Again, which is through the faith of Christ,
mm-hmm.
the righteousness which is of God by faith.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
That I may know him.
Because it's all about knowing God how?
And the power of his resurrection.
And the power of his resurrection. So if you haven't been resurrected out of sin and you're yet sinning, you haven't been in the resurrection and you don't know God.
Right.
And the what?
And the fellowship of his sufferings.
What?
Being made comfortable unto his death.
Being made conformable
unto his death.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's go back and read that again. Galatians 1 and 15. Isn't that beautiful? So Paul was separated from all this mm-hmm. he had.
Yes.
To win Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you may be doing, I don't care what your belief is. If it's not keeping God's commandments, whatever your religion is. Because keeping God's commandments is a pure and undefiled religion.
Yes. All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're not keeping God's commandments, you don't know the Lord.
Yes.
You've been taught an error. 15, but when it pleased God.
But when it pleased God,
what?
Who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
What?
To reveal his son.
So we're called to have the son revealed in us.
Yes.
What?
That I might preach him among the heathen.
What?
Immediately.
What?
I conferred not with flesh and blood.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Genesis 12 and 1. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed.
No,
so if you please God like Enoch did,
all right,
he must have been keeping God's commandments.
Yeah, all right.
All that he knew.
Yes,
he must have been keeping God's word like unto Noah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Said in his generation he was perfect in his generation.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful? If you're perfect, that means you're keeping the law of the Lord, because the law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes.
Converting your soul. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Genesis 12 and 1, what does it say?
Now the Lord had said unto Abram,
what?
Get thee out of thy country,
what?
And from thy kindred,
what?
And from thy father's house,
what?
Unto a land that I will show thee.
Wait a minute, is that separation?
Yes, it is.
God separated father Abraham from his kindred, from the womb.
All right.
Because his womb was his father's house.
Yes.
That's where he came from.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And from the land.
Yes.
His kindred, that's our father's house.
Yes.
God want to separate us from that. Read.
And I will make of thee a great nation.
Now, wait a minute. Even though the Lord said, come out from thy father's house, he was speaking about the things of his father and the kindred.
Yes.
And the land. Yes. Because Lot went with him.
Yes.
His father left with him.
Yes.
But went as far as Haran. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't pay the price.
All right.
He wasn't able to make the journey. It wasn't for him to go where Lot and Abraham went. But Lot went because he had the same spirit Abraham had.
Yes.
As his wife had, Sarah. What?
And I will bless thee.
What?
And make thy name great.
Then the Lord said, they that do and teach
shall.
The commandments of God shall be called great.
Great. Yes.
That's what the scripture says. Yes. But how many of these ministers are teaching the commandments of God going to church on Sunday?
That's right.
And in teaching the commandments of God, how many teach it without all these food and drink beverages with it? Can't eat this, can't eat that, can't eat tofu, can't eat the pig, and foolishness.
It is.
God done away with all of that.
Yes.
Read.
And thou shalt be a blessing.
Thou shalt be a blessing. What?
And I will bless them that bless thee.
What?
And curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Read.
So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him.
What?
And Lot went with him.
What?
And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
Wait a minute. But he wasn't too old to leave that womb.
No.
Because so many get set in their ways. You mean I've been in this way? You going to tell me all this time I was wrong? Evidently, Abraham was.
Yes.
But it didn't matter. He was 75 years old, but he left.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because God called him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 10 and 35.
All right.
Listen, I may have to come back to this broadcast because there's some points I want to make. And I believe the next broadcast you hear will be a continuation of being separated from our mother's womb.
Beautiful.
Matthew 10 and 35. What does it say?
For I am come to set a man at variance against his father.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Look what the Lord is saying. God come to set a man at variance.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, come to make trouble.
Yes.
What?
And the daughter against her mother.
What?
And the daughter-in-law against her
so
mother-in-law.
So don't hear this broadcast say, what you're talking about is you causing trouble in my family. That's what God come to do. The Lord is talking here. I didn't say this. Because the word comes to separate you from those things that don't agree with his word.
That's yes. Right.
Read.
And a man's foes shall be they of his own household.
That's where the problem is, the household. Because maybe the household is thinking going another way. Because the Lord take one from a family, two from a family. Two in the field, one taken, one left.
That's right.
God don't care about your family. God, if you understand what I'm saying, God is talking to you. Not
right.
Someone that is a part of you and don't see what you're seeing. Read.
He that loveth father
what?
Or mother more than me right. is not worthy of
Look
me.
Look what God is saying. Mm-hmm. So it's not about leaving your family. Let's please God. If
that's
it
right.
means I have to be separated from my family, that's what it means. But God loves everybody. Read.
And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
What?
And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me.
I believe that.
Yes, yes.
So when you find this teaching and what I'm saying and what the word is saying, that's what I'm bringing, is against what your traditions are, if you want to stay with your traditions, you're not worthy of God.
That's right.
Let's please God and forget about relatives and our friends. Read.
He that findeth his life shall lose it.
What?
And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
Isn't that beautiful? 15 and 1. What does it say? Chapter 15 and 1. Right quick. Because God come to separate us from the womb.
Yes.
From these things that we think maybe are of God. But the word is saying it's not. And many of the traditions of our fathers is not of God. 15 and 1. What does it say?
Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees,
Read.
Which were of Jerusalem, saying,
what?
Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders?
What?
For they wash not their hands when they eat bread.
Natural. Always about why do you all don't say amen? I hear you over there saying thank God, but you don't say amen. Well, I'd rather be thankful than say so be it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?
So your tradition of church going on the first day of the week is against, remember, the Sabbath day to keep it holy.